Hello, in this video I want to say requiescat in pace to Baron Field of Birkenhead. So his noble lordship has been called to his reward at the age of 180 years. He was a socialist parliamentarian for 4 decades. He represented Birkenhead, a small town on the Wirral, as in near Liverpool, and he was one of the only honourable Labour politicians there were. And he'd spoken about reform of the benefit system for a very long time. He was a junior minister under the Blair administration in the late 90s, early noughties. So he'd been ill for some time. So I didn't obviously know this was coming, but apparently it was not unexpected. So he was trying to make life better for the average person, and that's what led him into politics. It doesn't state what disease he was suffering from when he passed away. So he's been liked by just about everyone, maybe not the far left, but he was in politics for the right reasons. And he was not driven by egomania and so on. He used to campaign in a rather restrained manner. He was soft-spoken and so on, unfailingly courteous. So, well, we don't see his like anymore, and he didn't have much truck with wokery. So he was served under Harriet Harman, poor chap. But yeah, he was cerebral and a decent person. What can I say? And to show just how decent he was, he'd actually been a member of the Conservative Party in his youth and then changed. So he cared about social justice. How do people get people to work, have decent living wages, have decent public services? That's what he wanted. Not to say that the state had to own the commanding heights of the economy or things like that. Didn't have any truck with Marxism and things so forth. And he also denounced anti-Semitism. Anyway, he fell out with the Labour Party, and he stood as an independent in his seat in Birkenhead. Now, independents virtually never make it, but he polled a very creditable 17% of the vote. And his last year, he was a crossbencher. He'd campaigned for Leave in the 2016 referendum, so he was honoured by Her late Majesty Elizabeth II being made one of the Order of the Companions of Honour, so we were able to put CH behind his name. We don't see his like anymore, and he was an active communicant of the Church of England. I recall him on television him saying that he thought Tony Blair was more likely than most prime ministers to want to be involved in selecting bishops. Perhaps ironic that only a couple of years later Blair crossed the Tiber to become a Roman Catholic, not an Anglo-Catholic. So that is Frank Field. We don't see his like again. Said that they needed to think the unthinkable in the late 90s, that being on benefits had become a career for some people, but that was politically unacceptable for the Labour Party because some of its constituencies, a significant minority of people are on the sick, have got these benefits on the basis of they're permanently disabled, and some people genuinely are permanently disabled, cannot work. But most people can work. There are blind people who work full time, deaf people who work full time, people are permanently wheelchair bound who work full time. There are Down syndrome people who work full time. I know guys only got one hand, he's a chef. There are people with only one arm who work full time. There are all sorts of people with severe disabilities who do work. We generally don't do physically demanding jobs. It's not that, like a century ago, most people worked in farms, factories, shipyards, coal mines, and in construction and so forth. Yes, there are a few of those jobs, but many jobs you can do from a sedentary position. So we said we've got to end this. Of course, the rot set in under the Conservatives under Maggie Thatcher, mass unemployment in the 1980s, it was less embarrassing for the government to have people diagnosed, permanently unable to work, because unemployment was 15%, 15%, and classify them disabled, even when they weren't, beyond the sick, some of them doing the double, claiming disability benefit whilst actually working. But Tony Blair was not willing to bite the bullet. It would cause too much of a backlash in these Labour constituencies, so it never happened. Frank Field is also in favour of the liberation of Iraq and so on, which went ahead in 2003, and the world in Iraq is much better off for it. They don't have that genocidal maniac Saddam Hussein in charge. We now know they do not have weapons of mass destruction. They've got cordial relations with all their neighbours, including Iran, that of course in the 1980s they fought a very bloody war against Iran. Over 1 million people were killed. So it's perhaps the only democracy in the Arab world. So it was just a win, 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 win. And yes, people were killed, but that's obviously all the fault of Saddam Hussein and his regime for starting the war and various terrorists like Al-Qaeda and its Shia mirror images. So that is Frank Field. So yes, He devoted his life to public service. He was there to make life better for ordinary people. And that's what Labour politicians used to be about, and not trying to outlaw various words or interfere in people's private life and so on. Of course, he went along with some noise and Blairite legislation, which was liberticidal in the early days. But I found it hard to work up a hatred against Frank Field. I never met him, unfortunately. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye, everyone.